Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Tell us what we didn't know when we woke up, Bianca.
Well, it's a little bit concerning this morning, isn't it? We've been told we're on the verge of a major outbreak. The tone, the language from the Chief Health Officer has certainly become a whole lot more serious. We got a double-digit day yesterday. We're already hearing of more cases that will be announced today. So 16 community transmissions from yesterday, 9 of them students, 3 from Ironside State School. That's where I am this morning. But we are hearing and we have confirmed that there is a case now in Cairns, in far north Queensland, that is a fully vaccinated Marine pilot. They're trying to work out how he became infected. We're hearing of a couple of other cases of students here in southeast Queensland. So this outbreak is certainly getting worse, and you can tell that things are getting worse because the Chief Health Officer, who previously came out and said that she didn't want under 40s vaccinated with AstraZeneca, has now softened her stance on that. She's now saying that anyone aged under 60 should go and talk to their GP.
Any apology from her?
No.
She doesn't apologise.
She still says that she doesn't want 18-year-olds vaccinated with AstraZeneca. But Otago has actually come out as well. They've put out a statement saying, where there is a large outbreak, people need to consider whether the benefits of AstraZeneca outweigh the risks. And 11 LGAs are classed as a hotspot here in southeast Queensland. So under the definition, this is a large outbreak and the benefits will certainly outweigh the risks.
Bianca, the figures yesterday, you said 16 new locally acquired cases. How many active cases do we currently have in the community?
47 that are linked to that Indooroopilly cluster, but that number is also expected to grow. And of course, you've got the backpackers across the road from you guys. I don't think anyone's checked in on those guys for a little bit of time. So
police are still there.
Cops are there. Don't worry.
Cops are still there. That's good. Well, that was the Alpha strain, so it doesn't look like there's been any new community transmission from that cluster.
Righto. So could you tell me the seriousness of the people who have got it? How many are on ventilators?
From last time I checked, there was one person in ICU, but I understand they are not linked to this cluster.
Well, the numbers that I thought were really...
One person, and the whole joint is locked down.
The numbers that I found really interesting that Anastasia put on her Instagram yesterday was that the total confirmed cases that we've had here in Queensland are 1,840, and patients recovered are 1,727. Are they not the figures that we should be focusing more on when it comes to these lockdowns?
But that's like, over 18 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's going on here, Bianca? Is anyone asking the right questions on are we overreaching?
Well, I guess the concern is that we know that Delta can spread pretty quickly within the community. There's one school of thought that says just, let it go and let people get the virus and see how we go. But we do know after looking at overseas how many deaths there are, if there are, an overwhelming number of people who are coming to hospitals and things like that.
Are you getting the vibe that people are getting sick of all this nonsense and you've had a chance to get vaccinated? If you haven't, it could be your own worry and you're too lazy.
Your fault.
I think there certainly is that vibe, and you have to look at the protests from Sydney. I mean, people are being told they can't go to work, they can't earn money, so they're getting sick of these continual lockdowns. But the government's chose to go with one particular strategy. So really, we just have to stay the course until everyone has the opportunity to get vaccinated. And we haven't yet. We haven't had all the young people get the opportunity to get vaccinated because we don't have enough vaccines. So if everyone, in my humble opinion, if everyone has the opportunity to get vaccinated, chooses not to, then we should open up and it's, every man for
himself.
It's
on them.
Bianca, you're close to this. You've been doing it nearly every day. What's the likelihood of the lockdown ending as they said it would on Sunday, 4 p.m?
Very slim. I think very, very slim. So we're seeing double-digit case numbers every day at the moment. That doesn't look like it's slowing down at all. You've got people who have been infectious in the community for up to 6 days. And the Chief Health Officer did reveal yesterday that what she wants to see is not necessarily low case numbers. She wants to see every new infection being in isolation or in quarantine for their
duration.
Yeah. So that is a challenge in itself, to have no new infections in the community that haven't been out and about in the community, because we've got just so many exposure sites. I counted 174 close contact exposure sites that are now listed on the Queensland Health website. So that is a whole heap of people that impacts here in southeast Queensland, also in Cairns, in Rockhampton as well. So I think coming out of lockdown is probably not going to happen on Sunday. I wouldn't bet my house on it, that's for sure.
Wow.
And we'll continue, obviously, to have to wear masks beyond that as well.
Oh, look, there's going to be some restrictions in place for the foreseeable future. Even if we do come out of lockdown, as we know, they have like a easing of lockdown, I suppose. So, yeah, masks is certainly going to be one thing. But, yeah, everyone needs to keep an eye on that list of exposure sites because you don't know when one's going to pop up next to you. But one thing I have noticed in these exposure sites, it makes me feel like a bad parent because all of the parents in around Indooroopilly must take their kids to a whole lot of extracurricular activities, dance classes, swim schools, netball, karate, soccer,
karate.
Japanese.
It's only debating. Karate.
My goodness, I feel like a bad parent.
Bianca Stone, Channel 7 Sunrise. Thank you so much for that update.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, love.